Beans and Barley has been serving Milwaukee's East Side with fresh food and local ingredients since 1973. It's been a beloved community location where people can stop, shop, and enjoy a menu with plenty of vegetarian options. But it's closing at the end of January. The closure is due to mounting financial pressures and the sale of the building. WUWM Eric Vonfellow, Maria Peralta Arellano has the story.
Jim Neumeyer still recalls his introduction to Milwaukee's Beans and Barley.
I started in 1999 as a UWM college student. I started as a dishwasher here, and what brought me to Beans and Barley was that I had a ton of like artists and musician friends who were also students, all working here on the line. So I aspired at that time to go from dishwashing and line cooking as soon as I could, mainly so I could listen to music with my friends on the line.
Neumeyer is now one of the owners of the establishment, along with Polly Kaplan, who bought the business in 2012. Recently, though, the pair have made the announcement that after decades of serving the East Side, Beans and Barley will be closing its doors at the end of next month due to economic hardships. The building is also being sold by the owner, which Beans and Barley is not in the position to buy.
When people are having a hard time or in a tough spot, oftentimes, going out to eat is one of the first things they have to cut out. I'm, even myself have to do that. I think, like, in that, what we know that for us in here at this moment, that, you know, our time is at an end.
Patrons have said the news has left them devastated. Customers like Rima Shaw still remember some of their first memories of visiting the location.
So coming from an Indian vegetarian family, Beans and Barley was really important to us because it was one of the few places in Milwaukee that really served everybody and had an eclectic vegetarian meal. So one of my first memories is having brunches with my family.
Being around the community for so long, Beans and Barley appears in various childhood memories and college memories for Sean Anderson.
I mean, I've been coming here for like maybe 15 years. Since I was like in college right over here, one of the few places I come to for like a nice place to eat when we were still kids and needed something affordable and good. I've been getting this super burrito here for the past 15 years, honestly. Like, it's probably the only thing I ever order.
The patrons are loyal. Eastside resident Dina Aronson has been supporting the business since 1973, when it was just a deli.
What did I first remember about it is just being a place that we sort of needed in the community because they had fresh veggies and fruit and really good like deli that you could take. And then it became, you know, that was a community space too. So I loved that about it.
One side of Beans and Barley is lined with shelves, stocked with intricate greeting cards, knickknacks, and household items. The news is still fresh and circulating around the community. Unfortunately, while in the midst of her shopping, I broke the news to Michelle Detloff. I could see her heart sink as she tried to form her words.
So I used to work here, and I just always loved the staff. They were just amazing. I'm still friends with people that I worked with, so it's just the connections that we made.
As patrons, employees, and the owners prepare for the end of the Beans and Barley era, Neumeyer has made a call to action for his local community.
I'd love the opportunity to tell everyone that there are so many local businesses, so many restaurant, bars, music venues, theaters, local radio, public radio, so many places that could use your money and that are your neighbors and your friends and your community members, your classmates, you know. And it's absolutely vital that we all remember to do what we can to support them, even when times are kind of tough.
Looking ahead, Neumeyer is focused on how to best support the 70 staff members who will lose their jobs after doors close on January 31st. I'm Eric Vonfellow, Maria Peralta Arellano, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.